today, a unique situation this week as far as our practice schedule with the game coming up on Thursday. So we're going to have two different meetings today. 3 o'clock, just to kind of review what took place on Sunday. They'll split up, go to their position meetings, and then we'll bring everybody back together and then introduce Tennessee and the game plan and the initial game plan for tonight's walkthrough. But after looking at the tape, it was disappointing, I think, at times when you looked at it and some of the opportunities that we had where the ball was placed on the field and didn't take advantage of some of those. But, you know, some good things, too, I think, offensively, defensively, and special teams. But we got to continue to improve. I think we're at the point, just like special teams, what I like about this team and our staff was that we continue to compete. Here we are at this point in time in the season. We found a way to do some things on special teams-wise, and I think that same mindset will carry over to both offensively and defensively as well.
Why has it become so difficult to score touchdowns on drives?
Well, I mentioned this before, that it is a precision league. And I think there's times when we see it. I think that when you look at it, it can be spread throughout. You know, sometimes the protection, sometimes the play calling, sometimes the operation, the precision. But it is like some of those passes to Marquise. You know, just you know, a foot away, 6 inches away from being complete and a touchdown. And you know, those are the type of things that we have to. You know, own. And we're not doing that right now, and you have to do it consistently. It's not because of field position, because we had good field position. And, you know, it's not because of opportunities in the red zone. We had those. But guys just got to step up and, you know, we got to execute.
How much of the sacks are literally the line versus the quarterback?
Well, it's tough. You look at them, there's some three-step drops in there where they covered us pretty well. And, you know, the line's cutting and, you know, those are types that you look at Blake and say, okay, you just got to get rid of it. But I think to Blake's defense is he's made some plays happen after there's been a breakdown, you know, whether he gets out of the pocket and he made a big play to Hearns yesterday, doing that, that I think that at times when it's not right there, he'll try to extend the play. And a couple times yesterday that got us in trouble with some sacks. So if you break it down, there's a couple on the offensive line, you know, two or three probably on Blake. And then the other two, the screen play down in the red zone, you know, you'd like to have Blake throw it away, but the defensive lineman was on him so fast. It's one of those things that can happen. So, you know, I think it's spread out, but, you know, offensive line, running back, and Blake, again, we've said this before, where it's kind of spread out amongst them.
What didn't you like about the play calling?
No, I'd say, you know, like if you run sticks, double stick routes, and it's a quick game and they're in man coverage, it's tough. But you're going to have those in a game, you know, where they do a good job. It's similar to, we called a pressure to their boot where we got the fumble. I mean, we called the one pressure in 25 plays, and we happen to hit a boot, and we got to play. It's good job by Bob, good job by the defense. Those things happen, and I think there's times when you say, yeah, maybe the offense would like to have that play back, and same thing with us.
Why isn't the line getting better? That's, I think, 4 sacks in 5 straight weeks.
Well, I think when you look at the stats like that, I think I could see where you come up with that conclusion. But as we look at, like last week, we felt like the offensive line played better. Now this week we get into it, and there was, that's a very, I mean, one of the guys had what? Doomerville had 16 sacks, another one 8.5 sacks. I mean, pretty talented on the perimeter. So when you look at one-on-one matchups and you say, all right, number of times you throw, we gave up 3 sacks. We want to keep it down. You know, we don't want to give up that many offensive line wise. But, you know, so I don't know if I can, you know, and I would be honest with you, I don't know if I look and say, boy, the offensive line is getting worse. I think our perception is the offensive line is getting better. Now, at times, you know, like you said, Luke Boinkle got walked back into the quarterback. Yes, that did happen. That did happen. So he's got to be more stout, and he'll get stronger and better at that. But for the most part, I think overall when we look at it, we've seen improvement by those guys.
Best case scenario, you guys end up with 4 wins. That'll be the same amount as last year. Are you guys better than you were a year ago, do you think? And how deep do you have to dig to find some of those improvements?
Sure. I think that, and I understand that maybe you and the fans look at it and say, let's compare. And I think that's legit. You do that. But I think for us, we look at it and say, we feel like I look at defensively and I say we're a different team than we were last year. We've had some injuries, but I feel like defensively we've really improved. How so, Gus? We haven't won games. Yeah, but I can just tell. I can see us, we take the deep over route with the backside Will linebacker. I can see us, you know, coming up on secondary contain on the boot. I see the end Hotton where we didn't do that last year. Okay, and it's starting to feel like better defense to me. And, oh, by the way, I think the defense has given up one touchdown, five games or whatever the stat was. Yeah, that's good. That seems like it's accurate because I can see on tape we're getting better. So I think defensively we're playing better. I think special teams wise, with some of the injuries that we've had, is filtered down to special teams, and I think they've gotten better. Although we made a mistake yesterday, but the competing part, and you're seeing the kickoff return stats and the punt returns and things like that. So I think those two areas. Offensively, it's a little bit harder. Because to me, to justify it, because of the number of points that we scored. And I don't know. I think you look at, we're trying to find the truth. Some people say, hey Gus, we look at it and you're really a young team and it's really cool what you guys are doing. I don't know if it's ever been done before and I don't know if it's ever going to happen again. You hear comments, but we don't go in that world. We know it's new. We know that we've got some youth, and we've got some youth at different places. And I just believe you never use that as an excuse. You just look at it and say, are we seeing growth with these young guys? Individually, I see growth. Individually, I see Marquise get better. I saw Allen Robinson get better. I seen Hearns get better. I see Linder getting better. I see Bowinkle getting better. I see, some mistakes. I do. I see, with Blake or Bowinkle or, Luke Jokel, I see mistakes, but I see them improving. The challenge is we don't see it improve as a unit right now. That's what's frustrating. You don't see the points. You don't see us do those things. But, I saw Cecil Shorts. We challenged our guys on offense, really the whole team, to answer the call. When your number's called, you need an answer. And if you don't answer it, you better quickly recover and stand up the next time you get a chance. Okay. Well, I saw Cecil Shorts do that. I saw Mercedes Lewis drop a pass that was a perfectly thrown ball, and he dropped it. But I saw him quickly recover. So I see them adhere to the principles we're talking about, and you're searching for answers in it, but it comes back to where you say, you're 6 inches away. You're 4 inches away from completing that pass. If it's just the outside a little bit more, we got it. Cease, if you come to the ball, attack the ball, we get that third down. There's things like that that are popping up that we're challenging our guys, and they see it, and we just go on with that journey with them, but it is challenging.